Go. What did you say, Grace, about a story?
I'm not saying it again.
Well, I don't know what kind
you
of a story.
Heard me.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody else has heard you. I mean, I have the audio boot turned on. Is that okay with you?
Dad, you know.
Is audio boot okay today?
You know what story I want.
Well, I know that yesterday we were working at a story to do with a pony called Moonlight, who was very tiny, and another one called Crystal. What story would you like today?
You know which one.
I don't.
Yes, you do. I told you before the audio boot went on.
You didn't really. I was trying to do something like clean the windscreen wiper or clean the inside of the windscreen.
No, you weren't.
Well, okay, I've got a dreadful memory and I can't actually remember what you said to me. I heard you say the word moonlight. But that didn't tell me anything.
Doesn't that give you a clue? That takes apart the whole secret.
Look, moonlight is the key. Moonlight is the key to the story, I agree. I agree entirely with that. But the adventures of Moonlight were incredible. So which adventure of Moonlight do you want to hear about? I mean, Moonlight was only just starting her life. You know, yesterday you heard about the very beginning of where Moonlight was discovered.
No, I made up that.
You made up something? You mean you told the story of how Moonlight was discovered, right? By Gypsy. Do you remember? Have you forgotten?
I'm messing with my tooth.
Are you? You got a tooth?
Uh-oh.
Is it coming out?
No.
Is it a wobbly tooth?
Look at my coat.
You know, it's ages since the Tooth Fairy came to our house. It is absolutely ages, and you've had no Tooth Fairy since you've been 7.
No, since I've been 6.
Since you've been 6, okay. Hey, I have an idea. Let's not bother telling a story.
No!
Let's... Look.
I want the story of Moonlight and Crystal.
Moonlight and Crystal? And another adventure?
Yes. Of when a moonlight came and dropped down from the moon.
Now look, that was a bit amazing. I mean, how does a little pony get from the moon down to Earth? Right? A tiny, 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 weeny baby pony. Right? That was not an easy thing for a pony to do, was it? Can you imagine being up on the moon?
Is it like that the man jumped down from the rocket and landed all the way somewhere in America.
Yes, it is a little like that. A little like the man in the rocket in America.
Except he doesn't have a rocket, he's not a man. And he's not wearing a space suit. She's dropping down to a different country.
Yeah, it's a bit different, isn't it? So how on earth did Moonlight... Well, first of all, the thing about Moonlight is it's quite obvious where Moonlight comes from, isn't it?
Wait, no.
Where does Moonlight come from anyway? Where does it start? Does it start from the heart of the moon? Does the moon have its own light, which it sends down to Earth, and we call it Moonlight?
No.
No? So that's how come people have been able to go to the moon, because it doesn't have any hot light in of its own. You mean the moon is like a mirror? It just reflects the light.
Yeah.
From the stars.
Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
That's what I thought.
That is cool.
Might not be true.
Yeah, but it's a cool idea. And I wonder how many stars put their light onto the moon in order to have it shone down here onto the Earth. And you know because the moon is cold, do you? Is that how you would know?
Is the moon cold?
Well, human beings have walked on the moon. Right? They sent a moon rocket up and walked on it. Anyway, look, that's a long way away from the story of Moonlight, the little pony, isn't it?
Let's start the story.
Well, the story began a long way before the moon. A little rock came crashing through the universe, through space, and it banged into the moon. And the moon was a lump of rock that had separated from the Earth. The Earth and the moon were once upon a time all one piece of rock. But something bashed into the Earth and the moon and split them apart, and the moon went up in the sky and started going round the Earth in orbit. You know what an orbit is? It goes round and round, the same thing all the time. Oh dear, I'm trying to get through this place for the car. Anyway, the moon is up there in the sky, right, going around the Earth very carefully, when one day another rock bashed into it. And inside the rock was something quite extraordinary, because the rock burst. And inside was the tiniest, tiniest, tiniest pony. Now, this was so small, this pony, that had crashed into the moon, that nobody saw it at the time. It was too tiny to be seen.
Did the moon get hurt?
The moon hardly noticed it.
No! Did the moon get hurt when the orbit and the thing crashed into it?
No, it hardly noticed this tiny, tiny fragment of material.
Dad, I meant...
Yes?
When the piece of stone bashed into it, the big piece of stone bashed into it.
Oh, when the meteor separated...
Yes!
Ah, I see. Well, when the meteor separated the Earth and the moon, it was a very painful bash. But you know the kind of feelings that rocks
have... No, Dad, the meteor, the bash into the moon.
The meteor?
Not when it was attached to the Earth.
Oh, I see.
Did that hurt the moon?
No, it was too small to hurt.
The meteor was small?
The meteor was tiny. It was like a fragment of dust. But a tiny, tiny little speck of dust contained inside it a germ, a little germ that was able to grow into Moonlight, the pony. And it was like a fragment of dust that had been carried in the light.
And how did Moonlight be born?
Well, that's another story. I can't tell you the story today. I haven't got time to tell you the story today about where that fragment of dust came from. Right? So we'll just have to carry on with the bit from when the fragment of dust landed on top of the moon. And that's how come the little pony was called Moonlight. Because just as it landed, a tiny bit of light from the biggest star in the heavens hit it. And it was illuminated. It was made a tiny flash of brightness. And that's how come Moonlight, the pony, was born and grew on the moon, where there wasn't a lot of food. In fact, the thing about Moonlight as a very young pony is that there was no food for Moonlight to eat. But Moonlight had some kind of magical power that enabled her to exist without food for a short period of time. But Moonlight knew that she had to leave the moon. Otherwise, she couldn't possibly live the rest of her life on the moon without any food. Because the moon was just a lump of rock up there, a reflecting rock, reflecting light down to Earth. But from the moon, you were able to see the beautiful green trees of the Amazon, the beautiful sea of the ocean, the blue of the ocean and the green of the trees from the moon looked amazingly luscious, like a huge chocolate would look if you had had no chocolate for a month. Oh yes, Earth was the most attractive place in space. And Moonlight knew that it was a matter of life or death. She had to get there, somehow. And the next...
No, let me guess, she jumped.
That's only partly true. She tried to jump first.
Oh yeah, no gravity.
But
she bounces back up.
She went up and then fell back down slowly. There was no gravity on the moon, right? If there was gravity, she wouldn't have been able to go anywhere because gravity would have sucked her down to the moon. But at least when she jumped, she was able to get up in the air a little bit. She jumped, but that was no good. She couldn't get takeoff.
I know how she could do it.
How could she do it?
She could swim down to Earth and while you're losing while you're getting more and more gravity, you can jump.
Ah, you mean when you're getting into the Earth's gravitational field, where it will suck you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. But how to reach Earth's gravitational field?
Easy, by swimming. I'm trying to go against the no gravity. Swimming.
Swimming through space?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. And the great thing about Moonlight is that she had four legs. So she could swim twice as fast as you can with your two arms pulling you through the water.
I think that because our legs and our hands can go straight in our body, it's just I think that I'll be able to swim a bit better than her. She would have to go doing the doggy paddle.
You think that you're a more efficient swimmer than a pony?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're absolutely right. That is just what Moonlight tried, but it didn't get her very far. She couldn't get any distance.
I've seen on TV Pirate Pete, he they were up in space and he had to swim and he had to because he didn't have he had a jetpack but it ran out of fuel so he had to swim the rest of the way through space. It was really funny.
That sounds good. That's really good. No, can you think of any other way that Moonlight could have got off the moon to get down to Earth?
No.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm going to tell you something that nobody knows, right? None of the girls in your class would know about this. There is a special rainbow. A special rainbow that comes once every 10 years. And it's a rainbow that stretches from the moon to the Earth. And every 10 years, you could see it if you're very... It hasn't come in your lifetime yet because you're not yet 10 years of age. But it came just before you were born. But it is the most extraordinary rainbow of all. And in the sky, it goes all the way from the moon to the Earth. And it only lasts for 10 minutes every 10 years. Some people call it the 10 rainbow or something like that. I can't remember exactly what they call it, but it's like rainbow number 10. I'm not sure. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Right. It is something that nobody hardly ever talks about, because if you get a chance to see it, it's completely magic, and most people don't get a chance to see it. So the people who do see it, they don't usually tell other people about it. But Moonbeam knew nothing about the rainbow. Moonbeam was feeling dejected, fed up, hungry, and as if life was definitely very, very hard. The tiny little pony was all alone on a piece of rock that was cold, that had no heat and didn't have any food. And she was running out of her own internal energy. And she had almost fallen asleep. Well, in fact, she had fallen asleep. She nodded off to sleep. And it was even possible that she was never going to wake up, because it was just all too much. She was on her last legs. her own legs. She had four legs. Three of them had stopped working. Only one of them worked. And she was hopping on one leg. She was that exhausted. And just as she fell asleep, a voice came to her. She never knew where the voice came from. But the voice was an inner message that said, "Moonlight, your time has come. It's time for you to ride the rainbow. Stumble to your feet. Drag yourself up. The rainbow has come to collect you." Now, Rainbow hadn't, or Moonlight hadn't a clue what was going on. She could hardly believe it. She was groggy. She actually thought she had imagined it. She opened her eyes and she found herself in the most strange, extraordinary light that she'd ever experienced. The light had different colours. Do you have any idea what the colours of the rainbow are?
Red.
There was red light. Yes, there was red light.
Red, orange.
There was orange light as well, by the way.
Yellow.
There was yellow light. Yes.
Blue.
There was blue light.
Green.
There was green light.
And violet.
And violet light. They were all there. All of the lights were coming straight into her eyes. She was blinded by the light.
Mom, Dad, I don't know which is first, the blue or the green.
Well, neither did Moonbeam. She was completely and utterly betwixt and between, blinded by the light. But she had nowhere to go. She gave herself to the light. She said, take me away, take me. And she had no idea where the moonlight or where the rainbow was going to take her. But she knew that she had to get away from the moon. And she said, take me light, take me with you anywhere. And the light enveloped Moonbeam. The light lifted her up, made her light as a feather. The light turned her into feather light. And she was suddenly sucked on the back of a rainbow all the way off the moon, up into the night sky, and everything around her was completely black except for twinkling stars in the far distance. You know the way stars twinkle in the sky at night? Do you remember? Do you remember how some stars are bigger than others? Well, Moonbeam could see everything. She was sucked by the light, blinded by the light, immersed in the light. She felt that she was turning into light herself. And she moved. She moved. Moonbeam moved, was moved. She had no idea that she had any strength. But she was riding on the back of the rainbow, sucked in the middle of the rainbow. In fact, she thought she had turned into a rainbow. And slowly and surely, she left the moon. Moonlight said goodbye to the moonlight. Moonlight said goodbye to the moon. Moonlight was on a journey. And the next place that Moonlight landed is the place that I'll tell you about in the next chapter of the Moonlight story. What'd you say?
I've got pins and needles on my shoe.
You got pins and needles on your shoe?
Yeah.